U2TN, Gerald Tio.
PQ4, LOO Mobile.
Good morning, Tom. This is Gerald TR. Tom, how's your day?
Tom, just getting started good. How about you?
Just sitting outside Crown's Now Dentistry, waiting on Bernice to get her teeth cleaned, and I just got back from Wally World and washing the car, so doing pretty good. Going to be a beautiful day, I think.
Yeah. Well, I didn't get the position.
Scratchy town, you're hardly getting into the repeater where I'm sitting, anyways.
Yeah, I said I didn't get that position at my job, but I did get a lot of praise from my manager.
Sorry to hear that. You didn't get either one of them?
Still going to first shift. It's just a matter of when. He asked me to train the guy that he's bringing in from another company. So, like I said, I got a lot of praise from my manager about it, though, about my performance.
Good. You can't beat a deal like that. So, you got one of those two positions?
One of them was already a given, but the other one was, like, kind of sort of promotion, but I don't know if you can call it promotion, but it is a managerial position.
He, what we call a non-producer now.
I'm still going to be producing, just going to first shift to do what I'm doing now.
Yeah, I had a friend that was a millionaire up in Kansas, and he said, you got to have so many producers for, or so many non-producers for so many producers, Tom. And he was the owner of the company. So he called the people that were managing it, non-producers. And I don't think they appreciated that very much. Because if they weren't there, the producers wasn't going to be there either.
But, my manager keeps pushing me to be a lead, which comes with a huge raise, but I'm just waiting for the right position to come available that I might be willing to jump on.
Just so long as you're able to say that you enjoy your job and you enjoy going to work that next day, if it gets to be where you aren't, that's the time to change jobs.
That one right. To be honest with you, I love what I do. I just don't want to do it every single day. That's the only deal I have.
Apply for a maintenance position. That's what I did for 50 years, and you know what? It changes every day, and that's what makes it interesting.
For a maintenance position here, I definitely would not get a day off.
Yeah, my first 32 years, I was on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Well, coming to first shift and doing what I'm doing now, at least I would get a day off once every 2 weeks, but as of right now, it's rare I get a day off.
That gets old after a while. They made us work for several years, 6 days a week. And after a while, you need some family time.
I would go for 6 days a week, or 4 weeks. I'm telling you, 7 days a week till whenever, till infinity. That's old.
I can just take so much of that. This is in Gerald TR. And my car is getting covered by pollen already. I hate that. Go give $10 for a car wash and sit here and get rained on with pollen while the wife's in there. But that's just what it looks like. Looks like it's raining pollen.
It's only going to get worse until about next month, I guess, when it finally stops. Are you ready for this big eclipse coming today that everybody's freaking out about?
Talking to KB4 CBA earlier, and I told him I was about as excited about that as I would be a kid meeting Taylor Swift, and that would be zero.
I I'm just curious, though, as to why they're making such a big deal out of it and mobilizing the National Guard and telling everybody to stock up on food, water, and medical supplies and everything else. It's kind of weird.
They want to make money, so the golden rule is those with the gold make the rules.
Exactly what you mean. Still, though, it's kind of odd to hear the government tell, our own government, that is, telling people to get ready for something big.
What our leaders up there in Washington, D.C. Yeah, you better look out for something big and not good, because it's coming. And it ain't because of the solar eclipse.
Think of a word that starts with T that comes to mind.
Yeah, you and me both. I just, I don't know, people, they tend to be ignorant by complacency. They're just not paying attention. And then when it happens, well, you're in deep stuff. I hope I'm wrong.
I hope I'm wrong, too, when it comes to that. But unfortunately, I got a thinking feeling that we're not wrong about this.
Well, I've been around this world for many, many years, and I can tell you, you're right on track. Well, we're right near downtown Greer, but boy, I'm sitting underneath a bunch of these dang trees. I ought to move out to the parking lot further. Maybe I can get less pollen on me.
Oh, you gotta breathe. You can have good luck with that one.
Swimming, none.
Your vehicle swimming.
Well, I was parked in a handicapped spot there. It's right up near some trees. Maybe if I move back here where I'm at, I might catch a little less of it, but that's doubtful. The radio will come back on. And the beeper's raising cane, so I guess I'm close enough. They're over here replacing a telephone pole, or electric pole, I should say, not far from me. And boy, I drove to a part of Greer that I normally don't go, and there's an old mill down there, and they are gutting that and making apartments out of it. It amazes me how fast they can make these places. And I noticed there at downtown Greer, that one corner that was so crummy looking is all brand new apartments now. That's got to have happened in the last year or so. It's just unbelievable.
Keep seeing those way out in the country, they start building neighborhoods everywhere. It's like once beautiful farmland is now gone and replaced with neighborhoods, like the golf course over here by close to where I live.
Well, down to our generation is dying off, and the kids are all scattered all over the country, and they really have no interest in the farmland or keeping it going, and so they sell it. So I can't blame them for that, but yes, I hate to see it. I'm just like you. We're kind of out in the country, but about 10 years after we got here, they built 400 houses just over to the east of us, and they're still building. But hopefully we're in a position where they can't get close enough I can see them. As long as I can't see them, well, rain on them. But problem is, once I pull out on the highway, what used to see three or four cars going downtown to Greer, now it's bumper to bumper every day. I guess I lost your town. My whole town. You have a good day. 73. This is Ender LTR.
This is LTR for DJC. I just want to say good morning to you or good afternoon. Doing okay. We had a rough time last week. Some fires got a hold of both of us. Anyway, I hope you and Bernice are doing well. I'm not sure if I'm getting into the machine or not.
Fine, Jerry. Nice to hear you. What'd you say about having a rough time last week?
I got a hold of a virus sometime last, I guess it was last Tuesday, I think. Or food poisoning or something, but we just made us really sick for about, you know, sick for about 2 or 3 days or more. I was real sick for a couple of days. Finally went to the ER to get me starting some antibiotics and something to help my stomach and all, but something to help with the nausea. But I don't, whatever I had, I was going to have to die to feel better.
That's rough. Could have been some kind of flu, I guess. There's another one. I can't remember what they call that, but it's a stomach virus. And it's been pretty much around lately. Thank God we haven't got it. I'm just sitting over here. I was talking to Tal, but I lost him. I'm just waiting on Bernice to come out and sitting here gathering pollen on my newly washed car. Oh, shoot. Well, I was hoping that you'd had all your hospital stays and that finished off, Jerry. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I tell you, the surgery went perfect. Really just gave me a new lease on life. I'm back to where I was probably 40 years ago, as far as that's concerned, the surgery part. But this was some type of stomach virus. Neither one of us ran a fever. And Lynn's was mostly the lower digestive problem. Mine was, couldn't keep anything down. And mine lasted for about a couple of days. I got severely dehydrated. I waited too long to go to the doctor. But, you know, stuff crops up on the weekend. You just can't get in to see anybody hardly. And I finally waited until Monday so that I got to have some relief. And that fixed me up pretty well. I felt good the next day. And slowly getting better, but whatever it was, whatever stomach bug it was really, really bad for me. It was it gave me terrible gastritis and other things in my stomach, and they gave me some stuff to calm my stomach down, but I feel pretty good right now. I was feeling real good before that, but I'm still having to kind of watch what I do, not drive a lot and that sort of thing until everything heals up from the surgery, but been real well so far their time.
Here, Jerry, about the worst things happening to us lately is we had mow the grass again, and it always beats me up for about 3 days every time I mow it. But I'd like to think that we could get outside today. Well, I've never seen so much pollen in my life. 5 minutes after you wash the car, like it's raining out here. We haven't done much else. Been down to the kids once or twice, and that's about it. And just sticking around home. But that yard work is a booger now. And even Bernice has stoved up. So thinking about getting some new chickens here. I haven't heard back from KF4DOS, and I haven't heard back from Patrick. So I don't know what I'm going to do with my old ones. But we're supposed to pick up some new ones on Wednesday. There's nothing wrong with the old ones. They're still laying. I just want a different breed.
That carousel on the yard work, we got a little small retaining. Got 2 6x6s stacked up about 40 feet of them across the back side of the side of the house there. Keep some of the water from washing through my yard, and guy did a great job on that. He's coming back. He's going to level out the side of the yard. He's bringing in 80 tons of fill dirt and going to put French in the top floor and going to side it with Bermuda. It's a major, major project, but he's a real good guy and he does great work. But we don't cut our grass any more time. It's just too much for us with the heat and maintain the mower and that sort of thing. So we stopped doing that a number of years ago. And the guy that does ours does a really good job. He's a young fella and is on time when he comes when he says he's going to. Does a good job and just a nice guy. But I better get off because my battery, I'm on the handheld now. My battery may be getting a little weak now. But anyway, I heard you and I wanted to give you a holler and just say hello and tell Bernice hi. Hope you guys are doing well. And say, this pollen is really bad out here this morning.
I just opened the door on the car rather than sitting here idle. Jiminy, she had an appointment at 10:30, and it's 11:30 now, almost, 11:24. How long does it take to get your teeth cleaned? I don't know. My wife don't talk any. She's very quiet. She's not like me, so she should be shorter than I am. Anyways, we'll talk to you later, Jerry, and you have a good day. And for DJC in 0TR.
Time in 0TR and for DJC clear.